From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Syrian peace talks delayed. The special UN Syrian envoy says he needs a little more time. So he's asked for a delay in the resumption of indirect Syrian peace talks from March 7th to March 9th. Staffan de Mistura says this will allow the cessation of hostilities enforced since Saturday to take hold. U.S. spokesman Peter Kirby says, hey, that's fine with us.
We are, as always, supportive of his efforts, and it is the UN that is leading the effort to get the parties to continue to resume talks. So we're very supportive of his leadership and what he's doing. And if he believes that he needs another couple of days to make it work, well, then, you know, we're supportive of that.
Although international observers continue to report violations, Dr. Joanne Liu, the international president of the charity Doctors Without Borders, says there's been a significant decrease in violence.
What our teams are telling us is the fact that there's been a marked decrease in terms of shelling and airstrike in the area. And I'm talking mainly about the northern part. And so, as a consequence, what we notice is the number of people moving towards the border has not increased over the last 4 days. On the other hand, the 100,000 of people who are stranded along the Turkish border are not returning back yet to where they're coming from.
Syrian President Bashar al-Assad said Tuesday the cessation of hostilities represents a glimmer of hope. But he said his government will do its part to make the troop work, but the opposition says Damascus has breached the ceasefire by repeatedly attacking its positions. Police in southern Malawi say a mob has burned to death seven men who allegedly possessed human bones to be used for witchcraft. The head of the district police force told reporters Wednesday that the mob rounded up the victims Tuesday and then set them on fire. They're investigating. They've not made any arrests. This is VOA News. Four Islamic State suicide bombers attacked an Iraqi military headquarters late Monday, killing a senior Iraqi army officer and seven others in the western town of Hadatha. The town and its dam are in one of the few parts of the western Anbar province still controlled by Baghdad. The six-member Gulf Cooperation Council announced Wednesday it has labeled the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah a terrorist organization. And GCC's Secretary General Abdul Talif al-Azani said the move is linked to Hezbollah's attempts to recruit young people in GCC countries to carry out terrorist acts, smuggle weapons and explosives, and incite disorder and violence. He said Hezbollah actions in Syria, Yemen, and Iraq are not compatible with moral and humanitarian values and pose a threat to Arab national security. GCC is made up of Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Qatar, Bahrain, Oman, and the United Arab Emirates. New York businessman Donald Trump won at least seven of the 11 states holding Republican primary presidential elections in so-called Super Tuesday.
This has been an amazing evening. Already we've won five major states, and it looks like we could win six or seven or eight or nine.
Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton also swept through most of the 11 state contests.
Thank you all so much. What a Super Tuesday.
The next big primary contest is March the 15th, when voters in several major states, including Ohio and Florida, go to the polls. It's kind of a quadrennial rite of passage. Every 4 years during the presidential election, the hearts and minds of most every informed American looks longingly for a move to Canada, depending on who wins. Now, it doesn't make a difference if it's Democrat or Republican in the White House seeking another term, or it's an open race like this time around. There's at least one candidate each cycle that makes a group of people talk as if they could not stand to live 4 years in the U.S. with them as a leader. So since 2004, Google searches for the term moving to Canada and other related word combinations have spiked in the U.S. around Election Day. Now, the search for information about joining their neighbors to the north has never been more popular than when George W. Bush earned a second term in 2004, and it happens with our current president as well, and more than a few were supposed to have started packing with President Obama. The 2016 election is still 8 months away, but Americans are getting a head start. Moving to Canada spiked on Google in late June, just after businessman Donald Trump officially joined the race for the Republican Party nomination. As Americans, we feel we have many blessings in this country, but one more unrealized and rarely acted upon is the fact that we do have Canada to go to, just in case. Joe Palca from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.